while French troubadours in the 12th century would yawn vigorously to demonstrate the depths of their love. Our emotions and our bodily responses to them are as fluid and inconstant as we are. The evolution of emotions can be dramatic. 400 years ago, a curious illness known as mal de Suisse, the Swiss illness, began to be observed amongst Swiss mercenaries, who were considered the most highly prized soldiers in Europe. Their particular brand of homesickness included fevers, abdominal pain, fainting, vomiting, and even death. Military physicians attributed the singular malady to brain damage caused by the continuous clanging of cowbells since childhood. In fear of the soldiers deserting in droves, the penalty for even singing a Swiss shepherd's song was death. Jean-Jacques Rousseau later described how the mercenaries who sang it dissolved in tears, deserted, or were left heartbroken, so powerfully did the song arouse in them the ardent desire to see their homeland once more. In 1688, the Swiss physician Johannes Hofer decided to rename this condition nostalgia. Today, this once existential malady is used to describe 1970s disco nights and album covers. Nostalgia really ain't what it used to be.